Well, at the Plymouth County Fair, State Senator Jim Carlin, a Republican, was there. And Jim, of course, you're now running for U.S. Senate, and a lot of people are still wondering whether or not Grassley's going to run or not. You have said from the start that it doesn't matter if he runs or not, you're going to be still in the race. And you could have a primary, of course. Let's talk about some of the things that's been happening here lately. Congress has passed the infrastructure bill. Now, on first thought, we think, well, infrastructure, yeah, we all want that. The highways, the bridges, the railroad tracks, the waterways, all that stuff. But it's included a lot more. And you were saying that Senator Grassley has supported that. So let's talk about that, and why is that concerning?
Well, I believe what he voted for was to debate President Biden's infrastructure bill, which is north of $1 trillion. When you're talking those kinds of numbers, you're talking about a massive inflationary tax increase on fixed income seniors, on middle class working people, and, you know, it's not something people can afford anymore with inflation going the direction it is. We're already at 6% this year. Some estimates put us at 12, and this will only make it worse for working people, for our seniors.
And a lot of the things that people I know are talking about that are concerning is that the infrastructure that President Biden is proposing is pretty much all over the gamut, including Medicare and various other issues. And I've heard some people say that, you know, let's just vote on, or let's just deal with the infrastructure, deteriorating infrastructure, and don't lump sum all that other things in this.
Well, it's a big package of pork. There's a lot of green energy things in there. There's I think it's one of those grab bag Democrat packages that everybody gets the pork they want and put it in there, and unfortunately the taxpayers get the bill for it. When you have inflation like we presently have, every dollar people earn is worth less. Every dollar a senior save for their retirement is worth less. If it hits 12%, we're looking at $1 out of $8 basically stolen from our seniors that they worked hard for to save.
Let's shift our focus on a couple other issues, if we may, issues that I know that are very important to Iowa, and that is the ethanol and renewable fuel industry. The ethanol industry, biodiesel, has been given some setbacks here lately with a court decision by the U.S. Supreme Court allowing for additional waivers to take place. We've also had the circuit court that has ruled against E15 all year round. You know, for Iowa, as you know, we're very much interested, very much concerned about the renewable fuels industry. And from your standpoint, what needs to be done? What can we do to get ethanol back on track and growing again, and which would help not only our environment, but certainly the economic base of our small communities?
Well, the first thing we have to do is get people in office that support ethanol and see the value of ethanol. When we produce our own energy, which we did under President Trump, the price at the gas pump was 40% lower. When we produce more ethanol, we're lowering the price of gas, and we're raising the price of corn for our farmers. It's a big deal to us. It's a big deal to working people. It's a big deal to everybody. And when you don't require that, so big oil can make more money at the expense of Iowa farmers, you know, we're going right back to this dependence on foreign oil that, you know, President Trump was able to get us out of, and it looks like we're right back on a path to double-digit inflation and high gas prices, just like we were at in the 70s.
One other thing I was also wondering about is the capital gains tax, or inheritance tax, if you will, the different things like that. That's been almost like a yo-yo, up and down. We first get rid of it, and then it's brought back and everything. And that is something that, particularly with when we look at agriculture and the handing down of the farm from generation to generation, sure, sometimes that second or third generation can't afford that inheritance tax, and all of a sudden a family heirloom would be in their farm is now gone.
They're forced to sell it. Yeah. And that's a big deal to our farmers. When you get north of a certain amount of acres, it's 2,200 acres, every acre you sell after that point, the 40% taxes your kids are going to take as a hit. I think it's a 38 point something percent. The only way you can pay those kinds of taxes is to sell the land that you worked hard for all your life and wanted to give to your children. And now they're, you know, the Biden administration is talking about lowering that threshold to an even lower number. I don't know that they've come to a final number yet, but it's under the 2,200 acres in value. Was it down to 11 million now? Is that what they're talking about?
I'm not certain.
Yeah, so if it's 11 million in value, which is not a lot for a farm, anything over and above that is going to get hit with a massive tax, a massive inheritance tax, that's going to force our farmers to sell land to just to be able to leave it to their kids.
Anything else, Jim, that you'd kind of like to address as far as concerning issues that, people need to know about?
Well, I think one of the things we do need to be concerned about is just the trajectory of things since President Biden, took up his residence in the White House. The threats to our freedom by redefining the Supreme Court, by coming up with bogus elections that facilitate fraud, they're on a path that puts freedom in danger, that puts the freedom of our children and grandchildren in danger. And we need to have the self-awareness to see, where's this thing going to go 10 years from now? And start confronting them about it in a meaningful way.
All right. Been visiting with Jim Carlin, state senator, Republican state senator from Sioux City, but now seeking the position of U.S. senator.